Wishing you a lovely Friday and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So as we begin to reach the end of the week and move into the weekend, we are coming to the end of this week's topic, which is about our connection to each other. And one of the things that I thought about today, which would be a really great way of finishing this up, is about forgiveness and forgiving others. So we talked yesterday and I got you to think about people in your life that have taught you lessons, good lessons, difficult lessons, or how you've evolved and grown from difficult situations through the relationships and connections with people in your life in the past or your present. And one of the biggest things that we can do to allow ourselves to move forward, to allow our relationships in the present tense and more particularly in the future to be clear and clean and good and balanced and encouraging and fulfilling and enriching, is to forgive those things that have happened in the past or even might be going on now to allow you to move forward. I think with forgiveness, it's hard at times because when we think of forgiveness or forgiving someone for their behavior or something they've done to us, it can be very hard to think that we are condoning their behavior. But forgiveness is not about that. Forgiveness is not about condoning somebody's behavior that may have been bad or something that's happened to you as a result of that. Forgiveness is really about setting yourself free and letting go. So you probably will never forget what has happened, but that the trigger or the emotion of what has come before in that situation with that person or people in your life doesn't still have that same emotional impact or emotional effect on you. And also we can have forgiveness of ourselves, which we've talked about before in teachings as well, where we allow ourselves compassion for maybe things we've done in relationships with people that we wish we didn't do. That could be allowing ourselves to be in a bad relationship, bad friendship, a toxic work environment, toxic work relationships as well. And we are holding ourselves very much accountable for that and for mistakes we feel we made because of what behaviors we have allowed. So forgiveness of yourself and freeing yourself up by letting that go and releasing those triggers is very, very important for you. So today you can call it Forgiveness Friday, if that's what you want to call, about forgiving yourself in these situations, and but most definitely forgiving others. And I think when we think about this, it is a process. So even though I'm saying, you know, think about this today, think about who you need to forgive, think about the aspects of yourself you need to forgive, it doesn't mean that you're going to just click a switch and it happens overnight. This may be a process for you. So a really good mantra or affirmation you can say is, I am in the process of forgiving myself, or I am in the process of forgiving this particular person or this situation. But I do think it will help you to let go. It'll help you to release. It'll help that rawness that sometimes comes when we think of situations. If you ever think of a situation with somebody that you've moved on from, you may not even see this person anymore, or you may still have to see them all the time, but the resentment that you have towards them, or even still the anger, if somebody talks to you about it, or you're telling someone about the situation of something that even happened years ago, you're still nearly in the moment when you're speaking about it. And that can be really difficult, because when we're in the moment and it feels like, say it happened 10 years ago and you're telling someone about it, but you're feeling that same raw emotion and anger and lack of forgiveness or lack of compassion, it feels as if it's happening right now. And that's what's really affecting the body as well. So all of this week, and again, I talk about loving this topic that was sent to me because from one of the members who wanted to cover this, is because people do enrich our life. Community, connection, it's so, so important. We are not meant to be on our own. We're meant to connect to others in whatever way, shape or form that comes, and in whatever way, shape or form we enjoy that to be. But to clear and to heal difficult relationships will allow better relationships to move into your life. And that's what's very, very much important. You might have relationships in your life now with family members, things like that, where they're frustrating you or they're doing things that have hurt you. Forgive them. Let it go. It doesn't mean you have to engage with their behavior. It doesn't mean you have to allow it to happen again. But allow yourself that sense of freedom to move on. And forgive yourself if you've had any part to play in that, good, bad or indifferent either. So I wish you a beautiful Forgiving Friday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.